Hey, hey, and welcome to the Unbothered Bliss 62 podcast. Hey, I'm Jeannie, your host, and I'm excited about exploring and sharing my thoughts on the topic of today, about the language of music and poetry, actually. So the topic of today is just that, the language of music. What a Beautiful Tapestry is the title of this episode. A couple of questions, though, that I have for you that I'd like you to think about and reflect on as we go through some ideas and thoughts that I have. First question, what do you consider good music? And how do you know, and how does it make you feel? Next question. Depending on the genre of music, of course, what emotions are tied to that music that might cause you to act or just be a certain way? Another question. In what ways are you personally connected to any type of music? And finally, does it create a story or remembrance of something of the past, something special? So I like to begin by including a little bit background on me as it relates to both. Because my message here is also about lyrics and dance. Not so much dance, that's for another episode, but definitely lyrics. And my feeling is that these are just beautiful mosaics of art in motion to life when we talk about music and how we move through it. Because for me, it's all about living with intention. And these things create a foundation for our journey in life with joy, you know, our purpose, God's purpose for our lives. Truly, music does that for me. And I'm hoping that in some shape or form, it does it for you. So good music, though, can support that, well, your journey, because it's tied to your soul in so many ways. And calls to answer sometimes your feelings to courage, to motivation, to inspiration even. So music has always been a part of who I am, and it's just intertwined in my DNA. If you listen to Kendrick Lamar's DNA with the lyrics, if you're not familiar with the artist already, but check him out. And for certain, you'll get a little lesson on culture and some history of the Black experience through that song. Or rap song, I should say. And I'm certain other cultures are inherently connected to our music, as Kendrick Lamar points out in this song. But it's something deeper for me. The music that speaks to culture through this lens is motivational. It drives me to persevere, sometimes through life's challenges, something that drives us to be or do, right? Also, I want to say that, you know, my ancestors were healers. Some were chosen. I have musicians in my family, singers who have passed down these gifts really from one generation to the next. And by the way, our ancestors, my ancestors, have passed this love and gift of music down to my three children as well. Especially my eldest. But my ancestors also used these gifts like as a survival mode against oppression and violence when you think in terms of slavery. Something that, again, that drives the purpose and motivates us to act or maybe not act, you know, when using these gifts as a means of communication. But on a lighter note, though, I intuitively am reminded of sayings that have been woven into the fabric of just who Black folks are, who my people are, that add to the cultural identity when it comes to music and its language, by the way. I mean, I'm saying language in every sense of the word. I can remember sayings or just sayings that are thought of as poetic devices or as figurative language, in my opinion, when we talk about language, because the meaning of these sayings add really to the flavor of who we are and who I am. So I have a little story. I want to tell this and let me explain it a little bit further. These waves of speaking, I can still hear my elders and my family recite or say. And I just know distinctly like what the meaning is. Every single phrase, even today, with the passing of time, like years, decades, I can still relate it to the same meaning. For example, there are sayings that go, some of them are funny, but there are sayings that go, I'm going to see a man about a dog. Or don't write a check your ass can't cash. If you knew better, you do better. One of my favorite that my dad used to say, or my daddy would say, John Brown your soul. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I could go on and on. But these were sayings that were definitely a part of our strong cultural upbringing and just teaching really about life's lessons in some way. And of course they had a little humor, but they also drove that point. So here is a label, if you will, tied to these sayings called idioms. And as a teacher, I had this definition that I pulled from Google, but it's pretty concise in the way that ties up what language means, you know, as it relates to like cultural phrases. And it says, idioms are a fascinating part of language, following concise and often colorful ways to express ideas that might otherwise take longer to explain. You know, beyond their linguistic value, idioms can also provide valuable lessons reflecting cultural values and offering wisdom passed down through generations. Now, I got that from Google, but it hits home really to categorizing in a fundamental way that gives like a rich and special meaning to our language expression. And I just had to share that with you just to give it a little bit more context to the language of music and how it relates to so many other things in our culture. Now, switching the topic a bit, I'm still focused on the idea of music, but I want to now add the element of language and communication, more so music and lyrics, Also a little dance, which is just is brilliant and soulful and skillful in its own right, in my opinion. I do encourage you to drop a comment, though, or to engage if anything, again, like resonates with you. I'd appreciate it. So continuing with this concept of elements of language and communication via music, a little bit on dance, but I can tell you within the Black community, music and dance forms and styles are so powerful to expressing self, cultural identity, just overall life. And it shows like a beginning, an evolution, and it cycles back to its roots. And it's entirely just us and who we are. I would like to talk about dancing in general and music in particular, but I'll save the dancing for another episode that delves deeper into unique influence on roots, society, and its relationship. But I have a great example of musical influence over the years that you see in Black culture that I'm thinking of now. And it deals with our young artists that might sample Black groups of the past, such as Kanye and Jamie Foxx of Ray Charles, Biggie of Diana Ross, Ice Cube of the Isley Brothers, and one of my fave artists, Kendrick Lamar, of Teddy Pendergrass. I'm an old school kind of hip hop rap fan, but I like some of today's hip hop and rap as well. Glorilla's style, I just love, even though her lyrics are a little raunchy, I love her music. I can also see little nuances in today's rap called drill. I just don't condone the violence in it. And I'm somewhat versed in hip hop and rap, and I even take pride in its foundation, mind you. I just love music in all its forms to a point, and with, you know, some limitation. But with that being said, our roots in music still show up and they show out. You know, there are so many powerful influences we have around the world and within our communities and other cultures, quite frankly, that borrow and transform our music even more so in some ways. But I'm not here to do a history lesson, but for the purpose of this episode, it's worth mentioning. You can look it up and research and learn how others borrow and are influenced by our music. I'll leave that up to you. But continuing, growing up as a child, my mom played music all the time. And we had this old record player where she played LPs and 45s. You know, these were the vinyl. Well, back in the day, these vinyl disc things that she used to play on a record player. We even had a phonograph where you would turn the handle and place the needle arm on the record and it would play. I just can remember really with nostalgia now. It was it was just us, you know. My mom, us and the siblings, we would listen to music when we did chores on the weekend as a family, and just play music as we cleaned, right? My mom would play music like Martha and the Vandellas, James Brown, Johnny Taylor, Bobby Womack, Al Green. I mean, I could go on. As far as Al Green, though, is concerned, it's a little story. I really loved that man as a child, and I told my mom that one day I was going to marry him, and she never told me how crazy my dream was or wish, you know, my wishful thinking. She just said, yeah, okay, that's nice, baby. And she left it at that. And, well, you know, of course I didn't marry Al Green, but it was just, I loved his music, right? I loved his music so much. Friends of Distinction. You got me going in circles. That, I love that. Aretha Franklin, the Delphonics. Oh, the collection she had of music in our house was just awesome. And all these and more were always playing in our household. But mainly when my dad went to work, he was this brilliant spiritual man from Arkansas, and didn't want us children listening to that quote unquote heathen music. So we would play it most times when he went to work. He worked the evening shift as a security guard. This was after he retired from the Argo plant. But my older sister, sometimes on occasion, would be the tattletale and would spill the tea and say, Daddy, you know, they were playing that heathen music, you know. But my dad, you know, he would say a little something, but he's, you know, was like, y'all know y'all don't need to be listening to that, or something to that effect. But for many years, we couldn't also wear pants, but that's a topic for another episode. It's just my love for music just only grew stronger, though. And every chance I got, I would be dancing to some tune. My favorite was Come Go With Me by the Del Vikings. I'm telling you, y'all, that was my jam. And so I say all that to say that music and my connection to it, my culture, has always been a part of me and still is to this day. And I'm truly locked in with my ancestors. And I believe we all are, knowingly or not, celebrating life, no matter what the struggle is. There are just moments, or just having music to soothe your soul in some way daily, was just there. It's amazing to see, though, how music cycles back to the beginnings, its foundation, right? Where you can see history repeating itself when you see artists sample music today. As for dancing, it's worth noting, too, how dance is woven, like, beautifully, and vice versa, into music. I can remember as a child, like, dancing during barbecues, get-togethers, you know, with family and friends, school talent shows, you know, singing, not singing. I'll leave that for some of my other relatives. But, you know, although we have a long list of singers that is spiritually connected, you know, in church even, they're, you know, are just singing, just to a tune aimlessly, or just happily, freely, carefree, you know, to just represent it, you know, my own expression when it came to dance and music. My way of expressing, though, my uniqueness as Jeannie, I would say, you know, I could see it from my uncles or aunts as a child. And, you know, they would say things like, "Oh, Jeannie, that girl could dance her butt off." Or, "She really knows the lyrics to that song." You know, just showing how connected I was to my roots in some way. And it just flowed through me. Now, I'm going to fast forward about 20 years or so. You know, still loving music with everything I am, but now, you know, just seeing music with its lyrical content, like as far as poetry is concerned, and connected to that mosaic. It was just a new awakening that maybe that was just expressing a whole new part of me. You know, just, I can remember, like, I have a little story, like back in the day, I used to write short poems or would recite, you know, short things that I would write on occasion, and love the feeling of being free to express myself, you know, just in that creative way, you know, flipping and manipulating words to express my feelings and my thinking, right? But sadly, don't know what happened to those writings. I lost those writings somewhere in between moves, you know, from one place to another, one location to the next. Not sure. But now I'm fast forwarding, right? Now I'm teaching creative writing. And this is the last 4 years of my teaching career. I want to give a shout out to Coach Baker, who really, you know, believed in me and encouraged me. She knew I had, you know, just everything it took to teach this creative writing class. And I loved it. I love seeing students express their most inner personal thoughts with me, you know, as we journey through, you know, supporting each other's learning. I learned from them as well. Just going through and learning different poetry types and its elements. The level of expression through haikus, sonnets, spoken word, just a plethora, lyrical poetry, acrostics, freestyle, spoken word, as I said, they were all a part of getting the scholars' creative juices flowing. And I can remember asking a question for a free write on one occasion about the difference between rap and hip hop. And to my surprise, I got a plethora of like deep and engaging responses, right? They understood the assignment. And I'm telling you, I learned so much from them. You know, I can remember like distinctly students' responses were, you know, like hip hop is the umbrella where rap is just a piece of the puzzle. Or a student would put it like, you know, hip hop is a lifestyle where rap lives and breathes. Just so many great responses. And then just one powerful one that still stays with me today is when a student responded, "Miss Wilson, I speak, think, and hear. My life is hip hop every day. It's just who I am." You know, this had me thinking about a project. Like, why not create, you know, space for them to create something of their own? And their connection to music, poetry, lyrics in a critical way. And they connected to their lives and where they live, their communities. I'm telling you, it was some amazing stuff created, I tell you. Now, I'm fast forwarding to 2025 now. And I needed that self-expression back in my life through writing, right? I had been reflecting on writing after years of supporting others and thought and asked myself, you know, the question, like, why not create a space for myself? You know, I've been doing this for years for others. I'm retired now. And what is holding me back? And where do I start? Because of all this lost time, seeing that, you know, I'm soon turning 63 years old. And I was thinking, did I miss any opportunities because of my age? Or am I just still relevant today? Or could I be relevant today? Right? I had so many questions. So I stopped the questions and I gave myself some answers. And the answers that reminded me, you know, it just went back to my passion and my purpose in the beginning. You know, I'm going back to my roots and love for music, love for lyrics, love for my culture, you know, just my soul and movement. Right? The language and giving it motion, right? I said, well, you know, I'm a spiritual person, and I always wanted to think in terms of motion to inspire someone else, you know, motion to motivate someone else, even to help someone heal who may be going through something. So, you know, I'm a part of this wonderful, I thought about those things, and I just want to add this, you know, which really drove home for me, just creating that space for myself. I'm a part of this wonderful group of women over 60, and we share our love for one another. We don't compete, we support. You know, we travel together on short trips when we can. You know, we just support each other's dreams and goals. And one thing that we do, no matter where we are, what we do in our space, we take the time to dance and listen to music. And dance and music is always a part of something that we share. You know, when we come together. So here it is, y'all. You know, I just created a blog when I'm thinking of all those answers to those questions and just showing up for myself, right? I created a blog. I created this podcast, right? And I'm working on a book. And by the way, it'll be completed before the year is out. I just wrote my first short poem just in years. And if you'd like to read it and give me your thoughts, I'd love to just post it. Just let me know. So writing might be your thing. Let me just say, it might be your thing. You know, it might not be your thing. But I just say, I ask you, What is your thing? And how are you fueling your passion? You know, and what are we doing with our time? I think of things in terms of not being too old to do anything, right? And, you know, it's just what's holding you back. I ask my question, you know, those questions to myself. Your passion and your purpose can start anywhere. You just got to show up. You got to show up. And it's like one day at a time, right? One day at a time. And just not even thinking about the obstacles and just believing and just doing something, right? Getting started. And you know that saying, you know, it says, you don't have to be great to start, but you can start to work on being great and work in your own space and in your own way. You know, you may even want to allow music to fuel your passion, or poetry, you know, but whatever it is, you know, life ain't supposed to be complicated. You know, letting go of past whatever, you know, is the way to go. And when you let go of that, I'm telling you, you begin to see things in a different light. I know I did. For me, I left folks behind, you know, that looked at things in a negative light. You know, God didn't have that purpose for me. Sometimes you have to let go of people, and you can still love them, but you know, you love them from a distance. And I'm going to wrap up, you know, here right now, but I just say, don't let your fears of doing something new or different hold you back, no matter what age you are. You know, if you are on that journey to write, do it, write, or whatever else, you know, your passion is, it's never too late to just go for it. You know, writing poetry may not be your thing, but I'm telling you, adding the element of music to whatever you do might keep you in motion to doing that thing you love. I'm telling you, music is so powerful to the soul, and it keeps you present in the moment. It provides that reflection that you need to just daily living to say everything's going to be okay sometimes. You know, one day at a time, y'all. One day at a time. I'm going to leave it here. And I'm just going to say, until next time, always, always in peace, love, and strength. Later, y'all.